It's Geek Syndicate here, and we're standing here with Rich Johnson. Say hello, Rich.
Hello there, Geek Syndicate.
And we have just had the privilege to see the first episode of Channel 4's new, what would you call it, comedy, dramedy, what is it?
Well, I call it E4's new comedy, dramedy, what's it? It's Misfits. It's a superhero comedy drama. It's Buffy, but with superheroes and
that
with
is
swearing.
All proper, isn't
he? Absolutely. No, it's great. I really, really enjoyed it, and more than I was expecting. It's fantastic. Absolutely, it feels like it's going to have the same cultural impact that Buffy did. You just don't see it coming.
Well, that's big, because that was 7 years, that was spin-offs, that was...
Absolutely, but do you remember before that came out, the idea of you watching a show called Buffy the Vampire Slayer? It would have been very low, but it was just
Unless
so
it was
well...
porn.
Well, indeed. But it was just so well written, it's just so cleverly acted, and it was just clever. And that's kind of what Misfits is from the get-go. I mean, Buffy took a little bit of a while to get going. Misfits is there straight away. I think it's fantastic.
Yeah. What do you think, B?
What he said in space. I went in. I think the biggest compliment I can give it, I went in expecting not to like it. The fact someone that kind of said, "Oh, it skins me X-Men," I thought, oh, I ain't going to like
really
this
like
shit.
Skins.
I just thought, I'm not going to like this. So I sat down, arms crossed, going, entertain me. And boy, did they entertain me. I really, really enjoyed it.
I mean, if anything, it's Trainspotting meets X-Men. It's that kind of like low level. Yeah, especially, it's the scummer. It's scummer society. It's your low level. The people who fall below the acceptable norms, even below, anything that like that. And they're just
and given powers.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. We're talking about. It seems to be like empowering the most disenfranchised of our society, which the writer said it wasn't, but I reckon it was. I reckon it really was. And also, they've all got superhero costumes, those orange jumpsuits kind of stuff.
Because they're all on community service, so they're all wearing orange jumpsuits. So you're saying this is their de facto costume slash uniform.
The biggest, and I said this right, which is Howard, I can't remember his surname now, was the fact that it felt like someone who was immersed in, and I was saying this, it felt like someone who was immersed in comics. But the fact that he turned and said to me, I've read three.
Absolutely. But even his name, Overman, doesn't that sound like a superhero?
I am Overman.
Yeah, who's he trying to fool?
Exactly. I think he's got hidden agendas going on there. No, it was...
What did you think of it, Dave?
I absolutely... I mean, my thing was that when we sat down, it came on. I got out my notebook and pen. I thought, you know what? I'm going to be a good journalist. I'm going to make notes. When it finished, my pen was in the same position. Hadn't taken a note because I was just so totally absorbed. Basically, from the first minute to the last.
Yeah. I made notes. I especially made notes of the swearing, because there's some fine swearing. some of the best swearing on television right now is something like The Thick of It. And this is possibly not in The Thick of It's league, but it's definitely getting close.
I mean, the thing was...
Am I allowed to continue? I don't know how user-friendly...
It wasn't overdone, but when it was used to big effect.
That's the thing.
Can we quote?
We could quote.
I'll kick you so hard in the cunt, your mum will feel it.
That was my ass.
That's what I am.
See, my personal favourite was... it's not a personal favourite.
Okay, yeah, go on.
But I quite like pissing your tits. Because I didn't
when
see
the guy
that coming.
Gets all turned on by powers. No. I'm so hard, I'm going to rip off your clothes and piss on your tits.
But it was...
Wonderful.
It was the follow-up to that made me laugh, though, which was the, that should remain between you and your ISP provider.
Very good.
But no, the dialogue was smart, it was witty, it was on the money. And it wasn't overdone.
Also, can we just point out that every single thing that we've seen Howard Overman write before now has been quite poor.
Spooks, MI9, MI...
Merlin,
Demons. I have to go with the Merlin. Demons. I like Merlin.
A lot of it isn't great, and Demons was quite...
Exactly.
But this... I mean, this is kind of... It's almost like Joss Whedon. Before he wrote Buffy, he'd written Roseanne, which is all right, but And then, that's why I'm kind of making that kind of comparison.
No,
it's a jump. Yeah. It's a massive jump. Yeah. And it's a great show.
And I think, it got a round of applause at the end.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. Absolutely. Deservedly so.
I started that, by the way.
Yeah,
there we go. But there's so many things. It's not just... One of the big problems British television has had... Let's talk about the last few decades when compared to American TV.
Yeah.
Is you often had some great writing... And it's looked shit. I mean, let's be honest. Look at some of those Doctor Who's and the Blake Sevens and the Southampton Steels from the past. And they've still got a little bit of that going. Even some of the recent Doctor Who's, like shoddy CGI.
You're going to get bottled in a minute by Dave. Yeah.
That's always been a bit of a problem. But this looks fantastic. Yeah. Better than Heroes, better than Battlestar.
And especially on a small budget, and they've managed to do it.
Amazing.
It's really good.
Amazing.
Well, we've got 10 seconds left.
Can I just mention bleedingcool.com?
That's Rich Johnson's
Thank
site.
You.
Check it out. Geek Syndicate. We out.